Oregon schools have severely lacked teachers of color for years, which has partially contributed to some forms of school racism. In the 1986 to 1987 school year, only 2.1% of Oregon instructors were teachers of color. Retired 4J teacher and white ally Pete Mandrapa explains how recently deceased parent and activist Bahati Ansari's experience inspired some change in the late 1980s.
She had some problem with her son. There was some racist stuff that went on in the classroom, and the principal ignored it. He left school, and Bahati stood up and said, you know, I'm not sending my child back to school until you guys do something about it. I was a multicultural teacher on special assignment at that time, so I worked with Bahati, and she basically kept Elliot out of school until she went to the superintendent and said, I'm not sending him back, and made the front pages of the Eugene Register Guard.
In order to help diminish school racism 40 years ago, Mandrapa co-founded the Racism Free Zone, or RFZ for short, which was in place for about 15 years at the old Jefferson Middle School, now the Arts and Technology Academy. Mandrapa credits his students for their efforts to provide a more inclusive learning environment. He says they worked for months on the RFZ declaration.
The kids basically organized that whole idea, presented it through the school in assembly, and had people sign the declaration, and that's when we started changing the school.
But Mandrapa, who retired in 2019, says the program, which became school-wide, started to fade away in 2005 as teachers and administrators switched schools or retired. Plus, the pressures to teach requirements for standardized testing limited teachers' curriculum. Now, here's some more numbers. Remember the 2.1% of Oregon instructors of color in 1986 to 1987? Well, in the 2018-2019 school year, ethnically diverse teachers were only 10.4%. So the number of ethnically diverse teachers has more than quadrupled over the past few decades. But that's still a stark contrast from the 38.1% of ethnically diverse students in Oregon. As a current substitute teacher, Mandrapa knows how important it is for white allies to continue to provide inclusive classrooms like the old Jefferson Middle School.
We accepted all kids as they are. We accepted their language, we accepted their culture, we accepted their parents, we accepted their whole self when they walked into our building. Many buildings, kids cannot walk in with their whole self. There's a self that's left outside, and then they become somebody else when they walk into the school building in order to survive, basically.
Churchill Jr. Barbara Elliott is familiar with that feeling. Barbara has faced discrimination from her peers and teachers for, quote, being too loud, as well as her physical appearance. When she inquired about an advanced science course at South Eugene High School's freshman orientation, here's how a teacher responded.
He had looked at me and looked at my hair, my nail, everything. He just looked at me and he was like, I don't really think this is for you.
And she said this was in spite of her having high test scores.
He never had asked me for my scores. He never had asked me, like, what are you interested in? What classes have I taken? If I like science? Like, those, like, teacher questions are like, oh, welcoming you to high school. Like, what do you like? What have you done? Your projects and stuff like that. He had never asked me any of that. He just looked at me and said, I don't really think this is for you.
Barbara's mother, Aisha Elliott, says all three of her children have experienced some form of racism while at school.
My oldest daughter was called the N-word, and she smacked the kid who called her the N-word.
Elliott says this happened at Cesar Chavez Elementary when her other daughter was in second grade.
And I was called into the office. And so when I got called into the office, I asked where the other parents were. And they said, well, they didn't hit her. And I said, they called her an N-word. That's why they got hit. And they thought they were evaluating the issue. The N-word wasn't as heavy for them as the fact that the guy who got called the N-word got smacked. That was the bigger problem.
But one of the reasons Mandrapa says there aren't a lot of teachers of color in Oregon is because they face barriers that isolate them and cause them to move elsewhere. In fact, a former 4J teacher even kept track of the number of teachers and administrators of color that went in and out of the district. The compiled documents are known as the exit files.
A lot of times they become isolated in school buildings without any kind of support, and it becomes too hard, you know, and people leave.
Mandrapa and the Elliots hope school districts will be able to hire and retain more teachers of color in the future. Elizabeth Gabriel, KLCC News.